patriotic red, white, and blue design honoring America's 250th anniversary. ARRL Field Day, June 27th through the 28th, is Amateur Radio's largest on-the-air event and part of the nationwide America 250 celebration. This year's theme, Amateur Radio, a National Resource, highlights the vital role ham radio plays in public service, emergency communications, and connecting communities. Whether you plan to operate as a group, with a friend, or simply visit a local site, there's no better time to get ready right now. The 2026 Field Day collection is now shipping and includes T-shirts, hats, mugs, pins, patches, stickers, notebooks, banners, recruitment posters, and more. The T-shirt lists ARRL and RAC sections on the back, a fun way to track contacts. Comfortable, durable, and unisex, it's ideal for both Field Day and the 4th of July celebrations. Be among the first to shop at the collection at www.arrl.org/shop and celebrate Field Day in style. For rules, resources, and the latest information, visit www.arrl.org/fieldday. The Department of Defense will host this year's May Armed Forces Day event, AFD Crossband Test, scheduled for May 9th, 2026. This annual event is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and will not impact any public or private communications. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event, which is an interoperability exercise between hobbyist and government radio stations. The AFD Crossband Test is a unique opportunity to test two-way communication between military communicators and radio stations in the Amateur Radio Service, ARS, as authorized by 47 CFR 97.111. All times are Zulu, all frequencies are upper sideband unless otherwise noted. An AFD message will be transmitted utilizing the military standard PSK waveform, followed by the wide shift FSK 850 Hertz reading. For more information and important links, visit ARRL.org. There has been a change in the ARRL Central Division leadership. Brett Walls, N9BA, has resigned as ARRL Central Division Director, citing professional and personal commitments. He served as director since 2025 and before that as vice director beginning in 2021. Serving in the capacity of division director has been a truly rewarding experience and the highlight of my amateur radio journey, said Walls in a message to ARRL members in the division. Whether supporting emergency communications, fostering technical growth, or strengthening our community connections, the ARRL plays an important part, and I am proud to have been part of it. Consistent with
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.